David, you're the manager of Hot FM in Gambia. Can you quickly describe the history of this station?
Yes, this radio station was started by Mr. David Abel Thomas and Mrs. Benigne Abel Thomas, a husband and wife who had a passion for media. And the desire was that this platform would be used to educate Gambians and especially provide information for development, for the nation's development, and also for the development of people. So we work with different organizations, NGOs, UN organizations, to provide proper communication to people all over the Gambia.
Can you give us an example? What kind of things you do on your radio for the local community?
Like, we have an agriculture program. That is a very popular one because Gambia is a country in which over 70% of the people are involved in agricultural activity. So agriculture is very popular. And these programs, people tend to call in, they give their experiences, because we do it in collaboration with an organization, SWEGAM, the Sweden Gambia Company Limited. And they provide a lot of service, including agricultural services, boreholes, and their CEO or their boss is very familiar with agriculture. So through this program, we educate people about agricultural practices, the whether to use fertilizer or not to use fertilizer, how to do farming in a way that is productive for them. So that is an example of one program that we do, yes.
How your listeners tune into your radio station? Like, they have a radio, like, or they more using the live stream? Do you have any data? How many listeners and how many you can reach?
We don't have data, but a lot of the listeners that tune in are tuning through our terrestrial signal. So that's through radios that they have. Yeah, the analog signal. But then we also broadcast online because we also have a lot of Gambians who are living abroad and still want to know what's happening in the Gambia. So a lot of people from outside the Gambia who are Gambians and want to know what's happening inside Gambia listen to the radio. But yes, most of them, because radio is such a powerful medium, it's very portable. So people can be listening to the radio in their farms, they can be listening to the radio in their shops, they can listening to the radio while traveling in a car. So that's why we see that a lot of the people tuning in are tuning in through the radio.
So radio is still popular in the Gambia?
It's the most popular and most effective medium of communication in the Gambia, yes.
So in which languages the moderators speak in your radio station?
We speak in English, but also a number of local languages. Wolof, Mandinka, Fula, Serer, so many different local languages. The most important thing is that the information we disseminate is important for people, and most people will be able to understand it. So we make sure that we broadcast in popular local languages. But then English is the official language of the Gambia, so a lot of interactions are done in English. So we also have English programs, which are also popular. But local programs, people enjoy it when you speak in their own language, and that's when they're freest to interact. That's when they interact very authentically. Yeah.
You just spoke about this agricultural topic. What other topics are interesting in the Gambia? What do people like to hear about?
People like to hear issues to do with skills development, because we know that for the country to develop, we need people to be involved in building, construction, carpentry. A lot of people's focus on white collar jobs, being in an office and things like that. But what people have realized is that we should not lose focus of those skills, because those skills are essential to building a country. So that's why one of our programs to do with vocational skills, carpentry, agriculture, all these artisanal skills, that program is very popular because people like to hear about what other skills their children can have apart from just conventional education. Yes, every child goes to school, you go through the conventional route, but people are encouraged to have another skill so that you can be a productive member of society.
What about the money? Every radio station needs some money that it can exist. How you handle this?
Yes, it's, I wouldn't lie, it is difficult having as much resources as you would want. But we are grateful to the loyal sponsors that we have. These are businesses that we've been working with since inception. And then also the UN organizations that we work with to do sensitization and information dissemination. Those institutions keep us going. But definitely, resources can never be enough. Sometimes you have dreams to expand, to go further for your signal, to also be received wider and farther. But you have to temper some of those ambitions or some of those goals because of resources. But yes, in the Gambia, we have a limited market because it's so small. The economy too is small. So it can be difficult for us to have as much sponsors as we would like, but we are managing.
And you said so you have private sponsored from private companies?
Right, yes. We have companies that are in mobile communications. So we have a GSM company that's sponsoring us, Qcell. Then we have Swegam, that's a company that focuses on selling building materials, but also borehole and agricultural materials. And then we have other sponsors in the internet space as well. So we have a few. We have a few. Not as many as we would like, but we have a few.
But they don't have an influence on the program then? Or how does it work when you are a sponsor at Hot FM? You can say something about what topic you should talk, or how does it work?
It depends on the way the program was designed. Because some institutions will want a program where they can talk about themselves, talk about their services, talk about how people will benefit from the services that they are offering. But you also have companies, which we mostly have, who hear very popular programs and see that these programs are popular. So they don't dictate the topics, they don't dictate the agenda of the programs. They know that these programs are popular and these programs are having a positive impact on society. So they come on board and sponsor those programs to make sure that the program continues, and they too are associated with a program that's popular and is doing a lot of good in society.
You're the manager, but you're on the microphone as well as a moderator sometimes?
Right. Yes, I'm a manager, director of the company, but yes, I also have a passion for media work on the technical side, as well as the content production side. So interviews, documentaries, because we also have a multimedia aspect to our operations, not just radio. We do video documentaries. We do short informational videos for clients. So I find all those aspects of media very intriguing and I like to get involved. Yeah.
So you're more than 10 years now at Hot FM in Gambia. What is your dream for the next 10 years?
Our dream for the next 10 years is to expand our influence, because we know we are doing a lot of things right. We get the feedback from our listeners. They're happy with the sort of programs we produce. They're happy with the way we conduct ourselves, our ethical standards. So our dream is just to continue producing more of that and to also expand our influence into other aspects of media, video. Yeah, just do more work, more development work. So that's documentaries, just telling the authentic story of Gambia and also being a platform that any organization can use to reach Gambians if they want to help Gambia develop.
Last question, how you, David, came to the radio?
This is actually a family business. So I am an economist by training. I studied economics at the London School of Economics, and I have always been passionate about business. So the moment I was done, I came back to work here in the Gambia and to expand the reach of the radio and to grow the radio into something that I think we can all be proud of. So I'm very happy with what we've achieved so far, and I look forward to what we can achieve in the years to come.